Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Thanksgiving is tomorrow. Let's consider perhaps that most famous of all side dish of holiday dining, the green bean casserole. Let's go in depth with Sheila Miller, Senior Manager of the Consumer Test Kitchen at Campbell's Soup. Sheila, what do you do for Campbell's Soup?
So I'm a senior manager in our consumer test kitchen, and I support all soup and broth products for the company. And we're part of U.S. marketing, and in our consumer test kitchen, we're really focused on the consumer. We want to understand how they cook, what they're using, what they're doing in the kitchen, and try and translate that to the products we bring to life, the recipes and the content that we bring to life for CampbellsKitchen.com, for the preparation instructions that we use on our products. We do a lot of focus groups in the consumer test kitchen, so we're really constantly trying to learn about what the pain points are that our consumers have, how we can help them in the kitchen, how we can get dinner on the table. That's really our focus.
Do you go in and watch people in the kitchen?
So, yes, we frequently do that. So when we're testing recipes or perhaps a new product, we'll invite consumers into the test kitchen. We'll give them recipes. We'll watch them as they prepare them. And, it's a great experience. We really learn a lot from that.
I've called a few times over the years because I'm always so curious about the process that created the ever-present at our holiday tables green bean casseroles.
Yes.
Is that a big deal for you all still? I bet you sell a lot of cream of mushroom soup.
It's a really big deal. We live and breathe it this time of year. And, it's really one of America's most beloved side dishes. And we continue to try and involve green bean casserole. So the traditional is great, but we know people's tastes change over the years, and there's some real traditionalists, but we're also trying to inspire a future generation of green bean casserole lovers, and we've introduced this year some new twists on green bean casserole, including a bacon and cheddar version, a Dijon version, and a version with Swiss cheese. And we're continuing to keep the green bean casserole alive and well on Thanksgiving tables.
Well, all of those sound delicious. Do you know when the green bean casserole was invented?
Yeah, 1955.
1955. So it's been around since I was a kid. I remember my aunt used cream of asparagus soup in it, and everybody thought she was a gourmet cook.
Right. And we do hear from a lot of home cooks that they do like to change out the condensed soup. So you could use cream of celery if you didn't want to use cream of mushroom. Some folks even use cream of chicken if they're serving it, on the Thanksgiving table. That's the beauty of the dish. It is really foolproof and very versatile.
Cream of chicken sounds good. And do you know how many cans that you're going to be selling over the holidays?
Well, I know that we have the figure of about 30 million households that serve green bean casserole at Thanksgiving. So I guess we could equate that to, a minimum of 30 million cans of soup. If you're making a double recipe, then you might use two cans. And actually, condensed soup is really a great product for many other side dishes that folks put on their table at Thanksgiving, too. So it's not just green bean casserole, but there's all kinds of delicious side dishes that you can use condensed soup in.
Well, I have to ask what might be a couple of them I might encounter.
Yeah, so we have one called Swiss Vegetable Bake, which was actually inspired by green bean casserole, but it has mixed vegetables, and it still has the French fried onions on it, and it has Swiss cheese in it, so it's just a little bit of a different spin. We have things like baked corn casserole. We have a cauliflower gratin, so really whatever your favorite vegetable is, we have probably a condensed soup to grace, condensed soup recipe to grace your table. Some people, there's a really popular broccoli rice casserole as well that we find a lot of people like to serve at Thanksgiving. And, you know, depending on where you live in the country, too, there's certainly different traditions that people have. But, you know, all of these recipes that we have can be found on our website, which is campbellskitchen.com. And there's a section there, Holiday Favorites, where you can see all of the green bean casserole variations that we've created this year.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the green bean casserole with Sheila Miller, Senior Manager of the Consumer Test Kitchen at Campbell's Soup.
Are there any distinctive regional traditions that'd be fun to talk about?
Not that we've quite put our finger on. We know in certain areas it's popular to add a protein, much like you would to your stuffing, so people have, you know, varied up the casserole. Even we have a few variations. We have sort of an Italian version that has, you know, sausage in it, and we know a lot of folks like to do that and make it a little bit, you know, heartier. And it's something we hear. In fact, we just posted on our Campbell's Kitchen Facebook page some images of the creator of green bean casserole, Dorcas Riley. She's 91 years old now, and she actually saw the FSI with the insert we had in the newspapers with a coupon, and she actually created the four new versions that we did this year. And we've been seeing so many folks that have been chiming in and telling us, like, how they like to change it and what their traditions were with the casserole. And some people use fresh green beans, some people, you know, use frozen green beans, or they're changing up the soup or the topping. So it's really great to see how people have sort of made it their own over the years.
Well, she must be in the Campbell's Soup, actually in the American Culinary Society's Hall of Fame, right?
She's in the Inventors Hall of Fame, actually. So she was inducted some years ago into the Inventors Hall of Fame, and I believe the original recipe is in the Inventors Hall of Fame. So the original sort of test sheet she used when she created the recipe is now in their hands forever.
Wow. So she's just like the superstar of all time for Campbell's Soup.
She absolutely is.
And what's she like? How does she take that fame?
She was very humble. And she, you know, actually it wasn't created as a Thanksgiving side dish. She took a request from the Associated Press to, you know, create a recipe that they could use in the story. And her goal was really to use, like, common household on-hand ingredients. And she tried out different vegetables and, you know, ultimately landed on green beans. So, you know, it was really through the years, through advertising and promotions that Campbell's did with the recipe, that it eventually sort of became this iconic Thanksgiving side dish. But that wasn't her intent to create a Thanksgiving side dish at the time. She was just trying to create something that was delicious that, you know, families and kids would love. And I think she definitely accomplished that.
Well, that was sort of the time period when post-World War II time period where people were trying to make it easier and using modern technology to make domestic life easier, wasn't it?
Definitely, yeah, definitely.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the green bean casserole with Sheila Miller, Senior Manager of the Consumer Test Kitchen at Campbell's Soup.
Are you a food historian, too?
I am not. I could say I know a lot about food, but no way would I call myself a historian. I'm pretty much an expert on Dorcas Riley, though.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet you have to be. Do you think that there's any... Oh, I don't know, potential for a Dorcas Riley you know, in the future, somebody else to do something as cool as she did?
Definitely. I'm still trying to find that magic recipe. We're definitely trying to do that, for sure.
I presume that you also at one time, at least, were in the test kitchen creating?
Yes. I'm doing that every day, actually. So I'm managing the development of many new recipes for Campbell's Kitchen. And I'm a home economist, just like Dorcas was. So that's my background. And we're developing new recipes. We're looking at trends. We're trying to really solve that problem of what's for dinner and helping people, just like Dorcas was, trying to help people get dinner on the table.
Well, where do you find your inspiration for new recipes?
We find it in a lot of ways. So we're really trying to understand, like, sort of what are those pain points that people go through every day when they're driving home from work and they're thinking, I don't know what I can make for dinner, you know. So we're really trying to always think about that. And, you know, for instance, just in thinking about the Thanksgiving holiday, one of the sort of the insights we got was that one of the sort of troublesome pain points people have is not enough oven space. You know, they can't get that full meal on the table, and that folks were using their slow cooker as a means to alleviate that issue of not having enough oven space. So we created a lot of new recipes this year to help out. So you can make your mashed potatoes or your stuffing or some side dishes right in the slow cooker, and it adds a lot of ease as well as sort of alleviating that pain point.
Well, as I was thinking of what your various sources of inspiration might be, I started thinking of other food traditions I like to participate in. And some of my favorite food is Indian food. And I guess it might be tough to translate something based on curry for the common American palate, wouldn't it?
No, you can actually make a great curry with condensed soup, and we've done it. So, right. So what happens is people, Indian food begins to proliferate, and there's more Indian restaurants opening up, and then people get to like that, but they might not have all the spices in their pantry, or they might not feel really confident about doing that. So we try and say, okay, you know, how can we make this entry-level delicious chicken curry, and, you know, how can we simplify that and make it feel really approachable for the consumer? And that's what we've done. And we also, you know, consumers now are really inspired by sort of these tasty style videos. You know, if you're getting them in your Facebook feed, you know, you see there are these quick, you know, easily digestible, very inspirational videos that show you how to do something, and you feel after watching it like, I can do that. That's one approach we've started to take. We kind of invented a new way to depict that and have some really great videos where we're showing consumers, you know, quickly how to make certain recipes and how to do some basic things in the kitchen, like chop an onion or steam broccoli, because when people are really wanting to know how to do something, it's the internet they're going to. So we're trying to provide those answers to them.
Well, especially the kids. The kids are just all over the internet learning how to do things.
Yes. And that's the great thing about, you know, so many of our easy recipes that, you know, kids can make them on their own or they can help mom out. And, you know, we know that's happening a lot, too, that the whole family is participating in trying to get that meal on the table.
When this airs, people will still have time to go to the grocery store and get some ingredients and still cook for Thanksgiving. Would you mind sharing something that you created that you would like to see on people's tables this year at Thanksgiving?
Yeah, well, obviously, I created all these new green bean casserole twists, so I'd love to know that, you know, they were on tables. We also have, I mentioned these slow cooker recipes that we have, and these are really fantastic. I mean, we have a fabulous homemade cornbread that gets this really savory flavor from a kind of a secret ingredient. It has Swanson chicken broth in it. And that, boy, what a time saver and what ease that gives. So I'd love to see that on tables. We have probably at least 75 kinds of stuffing that you can make on CampbellsKitchen.com using Pepperidge Farm stuffing. And Watson broth. So I think we call us Thanksgiving Central. I think we have just about everything anyone could be looking for this time of year.
Well, what's going to be on your table?
So I have a really big family. I'm one of 8 children, and so green bean casserole will definitely be on my table. I have a lot of nieces and nephews, and I'm going to be making the bacon and cheddar green bean casserole because we've had a lot of feedback on that particular one, that seems to be a sort of a winning favorite amongst the new version. And then I always have sort of a classic stuffing, a homemade cranberry sauce, turkey with gravy, obviously. And then I think, as in many families, what is tradition is everybody else brings something to the gathering. So certain other dishes are sort of given to the other attendees to make. So it'll be a good one for sure.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your advice, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much.
Thanks to Sheila Miller for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.